Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people! I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and I got my road dog with me, my ace, Boone Coon, Arvin Owens, and welcome to the Sports Scene. Yo, it's game six, baby. Game six, man. Yo, tonight's the night. Is it going to be champagne and campaigning with Draymond Green and Steph Curry, or is it going to be going to game seven, LeBron forcing to game seven, and the Warriors playing at home Sunday night at 8 p.m. on ABC. Ben, who you got tonight, baby? Who you got?
Man, I'm going to go with the home team now. I'm going to take Cleveland, man. I just think Cleveland right now is on a roll. If they can get the rest of their players playing good, I think Cleveland's going to take it. I'm going to go with Cleveland. Who you got?
Man, I got Cleveland, man. Let's go seven, man. What I want to do, I want to go to church Sunday. I want to go to church, praise God. You know, then come home, have a nice dinner, maybe some smothered pork chops, some sweet potatoes, and some green with the ham hock in it. Eat that real good. Take a little nap. Come 8 o'clock, game come on. I'm sitting back enjoying a game seven in the NBA Finals. Steph Curry versus LeBron James. Let's have that. I want that in my life. I need that in my life.
Who's going to cook this fancy meal, though?
Oh, we're going to make some other pork chops. We're going to make some real good mother pork chops. Mother pork chops. I can make the greens and the sweet potatoes. And we're going to sit back, eat good, and get ready for game seven. Take a little nap because we're going to have the itis. Come back and enjoy game seven. That's what I want Sunday. So, you know, Lord willing in the creek don't rise. We're going to have game seven Sunday because everybody's going to show up tonight. Kevin Love's going to show up. John Smith's going to show up. Armand Shepard's going to show up. Draymond Green's going to show up. Steph Curry's going to show up. But Clay ain't going to show up. And hopefully that's enough to get the board, to get the Cavs to game seven. All I want to see is game seven. What if you still want to see is I'd rather, my heart says pick the Cavs because I'm tired of the, you know, it's been 50 years since we won. But my head said the Warriors still going to win the series, even if it goes seven, because the Warriors play better when they backed up against the wall. They got nowhere else to go, and they're going to show up and show out in game seven. But I just want to see game seven. Can we have a game seven, please?
Yeah, I think we need a game seven, too. It's nothing to watch on TV. I just think, you know, and I just want the Cavs to pull it out, man. I'm with Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? I'm a roll with Cleveland. I think the Cavs are going to take it all the way. I think Cavs going to win game seven. And
Are you a believer?
I want to be a believer. You know, I want to be a believer. But, you know, it is Cleveland now. You know, let's be honest about the situation. It is Cleveland. But I want to be a believer. I want them to win this. I'm tired of all the Golden State hype. I want Cleveland to win one for the land.
Man, you know what? You know, the funniest part is, you know, I'm going to exit out. You know, some Ohio people got a GoFundMe to stop Kevin Love from playing in game six tonight. Ain't that crazy? I really think they do need Kevin Love. I think people are really disrespecting Kevin Love, fans of Cleveland. I know he ain't showed up for the playoffs, and you ain't got no reason to want him. But he got y'all to this point. My thing is, he like, I ain't saying he Martin Luther King. Hey, I may not get done with you, but I done seen the promised land. He's been the top of the mountain. Kevin Love been in the finals, even though he didn't play last year. Two straight years, man. Now, he may not get there with you. He may not take you all the way there. But he's going along for the ride, man. So, man, let's stop this GoFundMe to stop Kevin Love from playing in game six. I want to see him in game six. Because if he absolutely fails or if he does well, we all want to see it. Everybody want to see a plane, a car on fire. Stop and look at the car burning up. You know, as long as nobody's in it. You know, everybody likes seeing crashes and crazy stuff in MMA. So if you want to see somebody get brutally beat up by the media or whatnot, watch tonight. Kevin Love show up or if he don't. If LeBron show up or he don't. If Kyrie show up, they're going to get blasted. Whether they made it to game six and they're not as good as the Warriors, they're going to get beat up regardless. So I'm ready for tonight. I'm hyped.
Well, I'm hoping Kevin Love shows up tonight. But they're gonna need more than Kevin Love. Like you said, they're gonna need Armand Shumpert. They're gonna need J.R. Smith to score. He came out game five playing pretty good. He had 10 points early. I think he ended up with 12, 14 points, something like that. They need him to play a whole good consistent game. Tonight is a night for J.R. Smith to show. That, you know, that old J.R. Smith. They need that Denver J.R. Smith, that New York Knicks J.R. Smith to come out. They need a good game for J.R. Smith tonight.
But what I do like about J.R. Smith so far is that, you know, every time he has Steph Curry, and I noticed this in the last two games, every time Steph Curry's been guarding whoever, they go out their way to attack him. They go out of their way to attack him.
You gotta make Steph Curry work on defense. I mean, if you just let him lay around and just wait till his offense, he's gonna be fresh. The jump shot's gonna fall. I mean, you already having a hard time stopping them. So make him play some defense. Make him run around some screen. Get him hit something. But you know what? I feel like we're giving a lot of love to Cleveland. We're supposed to be biased. We're giving a lot of love to Cleveland. And you said something about Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson has been the most consistent player overall.
No, he had first couple games. I mean, if I had to give the Finals MVP to a Warrior, it'd probably be Draymond Green. You know, even though he missed the game, it'd be him or Andre Iguodala. Now, if you say he missed the game, so no, then I give it to Andre Iguodala. Back-to-back years, Andre Iguodala has been the most consistent player on their team every game he has shown. There's been a couple games the first two games where there was no Klay or Steph. So, but it's always been Andre Iguodala. And, you know, I think the Warriors can win it tonight. But, I mean, you're going to have to see the best Steph Curry, unanimous MVP Steph Curry. I need 30 points or 30-something points out of him tonight. A dominant performance. I don't want to see 25 because they're – Steph Curry sometimes don't pass the eye test when they don't play well. He just don't play. Don't play defense. I mean, he can steal, but he don't pass the eye test. I need him to show me he be unanimous MVP tonight. On the road, game six, close it out. Champagne and campaign tonight. Do your dancing. Like, I want him to do his little at the end of the game. Like, once he's knocking down threes, he's wilding out. I want to see that. I like Steph Curry. I think he's probably the best player in the NBA this season. He's the best overall player in the NBA. That remains.
I think you're going a little bit too far when you're talking about, you know, just giving Steph Curry the best overall player in the league. I mean, yes, he has a great season.
He's MVP this season. I'm not saying overall. I'm saying he's MVP. Let's give that man his respect. I know Jordan was upset when Clyde got it and when Charles Barkley got it, but they had spectacular seasons those years. So, more than anything, you want to give Steph his respect. But tonight, he got to put on a show, man. You can't have Kyrie out playing you. You're the man, unanimous MVP. You just can't have that. I need Iguodala to show up. I need Sean Livingston. I need Barbosa. I ain't heard from Barbosa since game one and game two. I need Barbosa tonight.
Barbosa don't play good on the road. He hasn't played good on the road in this series at all, so I'm not looking for Barbosa to play. But Sean Livingston has to play good. Has to. They need 12 points, a couple of rebounds, making Kyrie work on offense, you know, putting that big frame in front of Kyrie. They need all that, you know.
But you know what I noticed, though, about the Warriors, more than anything, they need everybody to play well for them to win.
That's right. I said, yeah, they need everybody.
They need
Warriors need their
everybody.
Whole team.
It can't be Klay, Steph has spectacular night. Everybody had to play well for them to be elite.
But one thing we hadn't touched on yet.
All they needed was Kyrie.
Two players.
And a little bit from somebody else. Just a little bit. I mean,
yeah,
but everybody got to score. For the Warriors get going by scoring. I mean, they're one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. Don't get me wrong. They're a really good defensive team. Both of them are, actually. They have played really stellar defense in this series. Both teams have. But you just need more from everybody, from both teams. You need more from everybody. But what I don't want to see from Draymond is him forcing the issue early. I mean, I love basketball. If he's not so arrogant, he's probably a really good player, point forward, you know, can shoot the three, can handle, can play defense. Everybody talks about LeBron crying. He cries a lot too, and you don't want him to force an issue early on. Like, you can't make up for missing Game Five. That shouldn't be his goal. He shouldn't be trying to make up because you can't make that up. You can't make up four quarters. All you can do is play that night. So you just hope Draymond Green plays well tonight, and if the Warriors are going to win, they win that way. They truly win. Team Draymond Green has a triple double. Klay has 20-25. Steph Curry has 38-8. You know what I'm saying?
That's
those are numbers I want to see from
them tonight. Well, I think that Draymond Green is going to try to make up for what he missed out on game five. I just think, you know, he's going to come in this game and try to show that the reason why they didn't win because he didn't play. But one thing I want to chime in on what you think them missing Andrew Bogut in this game. How you think that's going to affect them? You think it's going to be a positive, good thing for them because they can go small and play faster, or you think that they are really going to miss their rim protection that Andrew Bogut gives them?
I think they're going to miss Andrew Bogut a little bit. Not a lot. I think they're going to go to the so-called depth lineup and make it work. But, you know, the Cavs just need to rebound. I think if Tristan Thompson has another big 15-rebound game, and LeBron can play well, you know, you just don't know. All I want to see tonight is two teams playing hard. But if it get away from the Warriors come four quarters, oh, man, come the fourth quarter, they up 20, Steve Kerr got to pull those guys and save them if they're up 20 and it's like 5 minutes left. If Cleveland's up 20 with 5 minutes to go, Steve Kerr needs to pull those guys. That'll be my thing. Pull those guys and save them for game 7 because you can't. You just can't keep wasting their fatiguing them, and you're going to need them for game 7. You gotta take them away, lock them in, and say we're going to focus for game 7. But if the Cavs get going early and they keep it going, because Cleveland's going to be rocking. You hear me? And if J.R. knocking down shots, or LeBron start knocking down shots at the top, man, that place going to get jumping. And when it gets jumping.
If LeBron started out coming out knocking out shots, and like you said, J.R. Smith, it's going to be rough on because Cleveland's going to come out playing hard. They're going to come out trying to win the game in the first quarter, and that's how they're going to have to come out. Because they come out, LeBron come out, lax, passes, you know. The game don't need to be tight for Cleveland. Cleveland needs to take advantage of this game from the start, leading the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. Like you said, they need to lead just about every minute of this game. Make Golden State feel like, you know, it's just their night, you know. That's the only
it's
way. That's going
to
make Draymond Green try to play harder and make up for what he missed out. And it's going to end up hurting him, I think, at the end of the night.
Man, I just feel like it's going to be a really interesting night.
Well, we shall see. We shall see, yeah.
What you want to see is fourth quarter play, but I want to see a game 7. If anything, I want to see. I know. I have selfish reasons.
Yeah. I need something to watch. I'm just gonna be for real.
All right.
I need another game to talk about.
So we're about to jump into. We're gonna come back to the final. We gotta jump into some more NBA stuff, man. I'm just feeling really festive. This NBA. Time for me, you know. I'm all in my NBA mood, man. So, man, Ben Simmons, 76ers, say, yo, Ben, can you come out here for a workout? Ben didn't answer the phone call. Said, no, I'm not coming to work out. No. But Brandon Ingram worked out for the Sixers. Brandon Ingram worked out for the Lakers. Man, you think Ben Simmons want to go to Philly?
Well, Ben Simmons said he's not going to work out for anybody. So, you know, I don't know what's his mindset now. You know, Philadelphia did contact him to come work out. He told me that he didn't want to work out, but he also told every other team that he didn't want to work out for them either. So no telling what his agent's telling him, no telling what his own mindset is. But I think he needs to go work out for somebody. He feel like, you know, maybe he feel like Brandon Ingram. If they see him work out and they compare it to Brandon Ingram, they might lean toward Brandon Ingram. But I think you need to go out there and show them what you got. You know what I'm saying? And then let them decide who they want to pick or not. Because him just not working out, it doesn't send the right message to me. What you think?
If he doesn't work out for anybody, then he doesn't work out. But that's my pick. That is going to be my issue with them. For a little while, I just feel like, you know, he's just not gonna work out for anybody, and he's just hoping that Philly pass on him. But I say Philly take him. I say you took the best player available, and you know, best wishes. I know he got LeBron's agent, and he wants to play in the big market and get the dollars. The dollars gonna come. Look at Kevin Durant. Look at Russell Westbrook. The dollars gonna come. That's just the nature of the beast. If you're really great, the dollar's gonna come. LeBron's in Cleveland. The dollar's gonna come.
Yeah, the dollar's gonna come, but you know. I mean, like I said, what kind of message are you sending, though? What kind of message are you sending to NBA GMs that don't want to work out?
They saying that you don't want to go to Philly. That's all it is. Now, man, I got a couple possible deals. I know we've been talking about the Celtics. The Bulls are not trading Jimmy Butler to the Timberwolves because the Bulls want Wiggins, and you don't trade Wiggins for Jimmy Butler. You take the long road to the Timberwolves. But if the Lakers take Ingram, if Boston can't trade for Jimmy Butler, I heard they may take Chris Dunn. That's another point guard behind with Isaiah Thomas, with Marcus Smart. I think Boston really just trying to get out that spot. I think they're going to find a way to make that trade, get out that spot. But the Suns, Dragan Bender, they got the foreign player, and Minnesota's talking about they're going to take Buddy Hield. So that means Ricky Rubio out of there. Because you got Levine, Buddy Hield. You got a shooter. You got a spacer with Minnesota. And that would be the perfect landing spot for Buddy Hield. Now, we ain't talking about the draft right now. I'm just talking about in general, the top five spots right now. But more than anything, man, you're going to have, if you're Boston, try to trade Boogie Cousins or try to get a trade for Boogie Cousins or Jimmy Butler. Because you're going to have to find a way to move that pick, the third pick and the 16th pick. You can move the first and the 16th. I mean, the third and the 16th. You can get some really good players.
Yeah, you can get some good players. And Boston looking at a lot of options. They also have Boston general manager Danny Ainge. He's met with Kevin Love's agent, and he's met with Harrison Barnes' agent. So they trying to do some things. You know, we talked about Harrison Barnes the other day, how good – you know, he's been playing and what he would do on another team. Kevin Love, he just might need to change. I think they should listen, you know, especially Harrison Barnes. I think it's his time to get out. But as far as the Minnesota deal with Chicago, now you can't trade away Andrew Wiggins for anybody. You know, you just can't do it. That's your franchise player. But, you know, a lot of people, you say they were looking at Chris Dunn. I think that some people need to start looking at Jaylen Brown out of California. They slipping on Jaylen Brown.
I think I don't want to rush it too much into the draft, but I don't see Jaylen Brown going over Jamal Murray.
But see, you're looking at the offense, but I'm looking at the overall player. I think Jaylen Brown overall, especially right now, is a better player. And Jamal Murray. Yeah, Jamal Murray can get your scores. He can get your points.
You know, if I'm Jaylen Brown, I want to fall. I want to fall. I don't want to go in the top. I want to go to 9, maybe Toronto, Orlando at 11. Shoot, Chicago at 14. If I'm Jaylen Brown, I want to fall in this draft. I'm not working out for nobody. Because if you go from 20 on, you got the Pacers, Atlanta, Charlotte, Boston, Philly, the L.A. Clippers, you know, this draft is, you know, if you're Jaylen Brown, you want to fall. Now, I know it's less money when you fall, but it's a better opportunity, better team. I think you don't want to go to Denver. You don't want to go maybe Phoenix, but they're loaded. They don't know what they're doing out there. You want to go somewhere where it's established. So if I'm Jaylen Brown, I don't want to go anywhere where there's turmoil or where there's drama or where there's fluctuation with the roster.
Definitely.
But more than anything. But if I'm the Knicks, I'm working on a 3-team deal. I'm getting Kevin Love to Boston, sending Melo to Cleveland, and I'm getting these picks. I'm getting the third pick. I'm getting the 16th pick from Boston. You can start over. You can get Chris Dunn. You can get Dragan Bender. I mean, you got Porzingis. You can get Dragan Bender, Jamal Murray, and then you can get another player later on. But if you are the Knicks, man, you try your best. Try your best to get Kevin Love the ball.
But why get Kevin Love the ball? I mean, Kevin Love has proven that he's not he is not the main cog on the team. You know, I mean, yeah, he like
he could be. He was there with the Timberwolves. Maybe he goes to a different situation where he can get in the pick and roll game with Isaiah Thomas, and you know, they can get some things going out there. But if and I'm not being racist, but his pigmentation and Boston goes together. Danny Ainge has been looking for the next guy. You got Kelly Olynyk. They've been looking for the next guy to take Boston back to where it used to be. So, you know, Kevin Love works. He works.
You saying they're looking for the next white guy to take Boston back to where they need to be, right?
I'm not. The hope, the great hope. And maybe watching these finals, Boston, like, we don't want no part of Kevin Love. Larry Bird ain't walking back through that door. Kevin McHale ain't walking back through that door. But maybe a change of scenery would help Kevin Love.
Maybe it will. And if I was Cleveland,
get Melo to Cleveland, Melo with LeBron.
Hey, they always wanted to play together. Hey, if I can get Melo, I would get rid of Kevin Love in a heartbeat if I was New York. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad three-team deal. Get Kevin Love to Boston. Boston seemed like they want him more than anything. And get Melo to Cleveland. And like you said, get the Knicks the picks. The Knicks need those picks. But you saying draft Dunn and who? Who else did you say?
I mean, if you can get Dunn at three, maybe. Dunn or Buddy Hield. Maybe Buddy Hield. You can get, let's say you get Buddy Hield.
So you think Buddy Hield going to follow that far? 16?
To three?
Or you going
to
pick?
To three?
Or you going to pick Buddy Hield at three?
Get Buddy Hield at three. Maybe do a package or something and try to get Chris Dunn too. Try to get the Pelican spot. Or Pelicans need a point. Well, they got Drew Holiday. Maybe try to package something and get the Pelican six pick and then get Chris Dunn right there, or get Jaylen Brown, I mean, or start over. But either way, if you are the Knicks, you find a way to talk Melo into waving that trade clause and to get Kevin Love to Boston. You make that happen without giving rid of Kristaps Porzingis. You make this trade happen. You find a way to make it happen.
Now, who would have thought last year, that we'll be saying keep Kristaps Porzingis? Nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw this coming. Keep Chris. Everybody know except Porzingis. I say he's good. I don't know how cold he really is. He's a good NBA. He's a good player. You know, I just can't. I'm not sold on him yet. You know,
I ain't sold on him.
I'm gonna have to see some more of his game.
I got him on layaway. I got him on layaway. I'm making my payments on time with that layaway for Chris Porzingis. Because if he do what he did this year and next year, well, I'm getting him off of layaway. He on my team. Come on.
I'll just say he's on the watch list.
Okay.
He's
worth the price of admission. But more than anything, I don't want to jump too far ahead to the draft. But the Cavs, if they lose tonight, let's say the Cavs lose tonight, they got a lot of things to think about. J.R. Smith can opt out this summer. We can jump to that next week, next Tuesday. But all in all, and if you're the Warriors, you're going to have a lot of decisions to make, too, about Tesla Azili, Harrison Ball. But tonight, we're going to enjoy these finals. We're going to enjoy tonight. And if we can get a game seven, we'll talk to y'all Tuesday. And we'll talk about Game 7, how great Game 7 was. I'm going to tell you about these smothered pork chops I had. I'm going to tell you about the sweet potatoes I had. And my net. And then we're going to discuss Game 7 and what both teams should do in all season. Because I think this is going to be a beautiful game tonight and a beautiful game Sunday. I'm hoping. I ain't predicting, but I'm hoping that we have a Game 7 Sunday.
Well, we got to make some predictions about the game tonight, though, before we do.
I say the Warriors lose. Warriors lose, and it's about 15. And then Game 7, I got the Warriors winning overtime by three. I think it's going to be a really tight game. Steph Curry is going to go nuts the last 2 minutes of that game, and then we'll understand why he's in his MVP. I mean, he's going to hit some deep shots, too. That's my prediction for the series, for the rest of the series. Vance, what you got?
Well, tonight I got Cleveland by 8 at home. I think the crowd, just being at home, going to help them out. Everybody going to be playing pretty good. And then game 7, I'm gonna take the road team. I'm going to go with Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland by 4 points.
You really living in Believe Land right now. You are really living in Believe Land right now.
I'm just going to roll with them. I think it's time for Cleveland to do. I think this, you know, I mean, the window for LeBron's window is closing up. It's closing. He's getting older and older every year, man. This is a chance he got. If he can make it to game 7, I think they're going to take it, man.
All right. Well, hey, that's all we got for you guys today. You heard me and Vance's predictions. We'll see y'all Tuesday. I'm going to tell you about these pork chops. Vance going to tell you about hopefully game 7, and we can have a true discussion about all this. Peace and love from the Phoenix. We out.